بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، برادرز اند سسٹرز، الحمد لله وي آر گوئنگ ٹو دی آلموسٹ دی اینڈنگ آف رجب، and we will enter Shaban inshallah bi'idhnillahi ta'ala in few days, and then we have Ramadan inshallah. One of the important things in Rajab is the night of Isra wal Mi'raj, and we will see all over the city, all over the country, there will be many masajid will be lighted, and there will be functions and gatherings and bayans on the Isra wal Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the masajid will be filled with people who come to listen to the bayan, and then of course after the bayan they will all go home, and that will be the event for the year until next year. I want to remind myself and you that the actual mu'jiza, the actual miracle of Isra wal Mi'raj is not the mechanics by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah to Jerusalem, and then in the heavens to wherever he wanted to take him, to show him whatever he wanted to show him. The mechanics of this is not a mu'jiza, because if you look at it from the perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his qudrat, for Allah it is nothing difficult. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created this whole world, to do this is nothing difficult. And even today, if you look at multidimensional physics, there are explanations to how this can happen, including the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's narrative about the beginning of it, where he was operated upon, for want of a different word, and his heart was washed in the water of Zamzam, and so on. All of this is, and of course all this happened without a single drop of blood falling on the ground, no trauma, none of that, without anesthesia. All of this again, from multidimensional physics, is all explainable. Read Michio Kaku's book called Hyperspace, and all of this he has explained. He has not explained Mi'raj, he has explained these things, and specifically he has mentioned operations. So it's very interesting to, when I read this book, I thought to myself that the whole explanation of Isra wal Mi'raj is in this kitab, and the man is an atheist. May Allah, you know, guide these people, subhanAllah. I mean, how close to the truth they come, but without the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is nothing. Now, my point is, all of this is, alhamdulillah, this is a mu'jiza of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to me, this is not what is remarkable. What is remarkable is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that gift is the gift of the five salawat, the five far salawat. This is the actual important point, and this is the actual mu'jiza, if you want to call it, of Isra wal Mi'raj, which is this gift. Now, as we have heard many times, all the ahkam of the sharia came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his lifetime while he was on this earth, except one, and that single hukam of the sharia is that of the five far salawat. That hukam did not come in this life, in this world. It came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the seventh heaven, before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we are not going into the usual we keep going off into areas which, first of all, nobody can answer, and secondly, even if you answer, so what? Which is whether Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his Rabb face to face, whether there was a curtain between them or not, and all of these questions. First of all, who is going to answer this question? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not here, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not sending any wahi. So we have the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have what the Quran says, and that is sufficient for us. What is important, and which has in which there is no doubt, is the five salawat. This one there is no doubt. I mean, nobody in the world has any doubt about the fact that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back with this gift from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I won't go into the detail of how that happened and the many times the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went back and forth. The fact of the matter is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent the five for salawat with the reward for 50. This is the beauty of it. The fard is 5, but the reward for that 5 is the reward of 50 salawat which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala prescribed. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest scholars of this deen, and the sahabi about whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if Abdullah ibn Mas'ud tells you something from me, he said, take it. He is the only sahabi about whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this specific comment. He said, if Abdullah ibn Mas'ud tells you something from me, then take it. Meaning that this was his credibility and this was the trust that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam placed in Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Now, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the one who wishes to meet Allah as a Muslim, please listen to the words of the hadith. He's not saying the one who wants to go to Jannah and so on. Basic fundamental, will I be seen as a Muslim or not a Muslim? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the one who wishes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim on the day of judgment should be punctual in the performance of his salah on hearing the adhan. So first condition is, don't delay the salah. When the time for salah comes, then you pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed the clear ways of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed the clear ways of guidance for his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These five salawat too are among those ways of guidance. If you too will adopt the way of those who perform their salah in their homes, you will be abandoning the way of Rasulullah. He's not talking about leaving salah. He's talking about praying at home instead of going to the masjid. He says, if you too will adopt the way of those who perform their salah in their homes, you will be abandoning the way of Rasulullah. Hence, you would be led astray. The one who performs wudu and leaves for the masjid, for every step he takes, he gets one reward, one of his sins is forgiven, and his stages are elevated in Jannah. In the time of Rasulullah, only a munafiq, only an open hypocrite, that is an open munafiq, not even a hidden one, only an open hypocrite would not join the Jamaat. Even a sick person would be carried by two people and brought to the masjid to perform his salah with jama'ah. And this is in Sahih Muslim. I remind myself and you that the purpose of listening to reminders is to implement them in our lives. How sad and how manhus is a day that begins without Salatul Fajr in the masjid. What can be worse? That you have begun your day by sleeping when you should have been praying. And praying, as I mentioned many times before, praying at home or praying somewhere else other than a masjid is a rukhsa which is given when it is impossible to get to the masjid. It's not the norm. When nothing can be done, then what do you do? Do this. But when you can go to the masjid, then not going to the masjid is something which is extremely serious. I remind myself and you, let us focus on the real thing from Isra wal Mi'raj. Not the stories and so on and so forth, but the real message of Isra wal Mi'raj is this beautiful gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thanks to his barakah that his whole ummah got this gift of being able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu 5 times a day and be rewarded for this 50 times. I'm not even talking about the benefit of connecting to Allah, making dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, for His protection. All of that is the reason why we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to remind ourselves 5 times a day to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to live our lives in a state of obedience, because without that there is no success in this world and obviously there is no success in the hereafter. The key thing to do this is to change our lifestyles. If you are going to be eating walimas till 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, then you cannot pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. So please change your lifestyles. This lifestyle is detrimental to your health and it is detrimental to your akhirah. Both. Both. Nobody in this world can tell me that you are going to be eating biryani in the night after 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock and that this is good for you. This is nonsense. You are committing suicide. You are digging your graves with your teeth. As simple as that. Right? Please stop this. This is an absolutely ridiculous, nonsensical habit. That is the reason why Hyderabad is the number one city in the whole world for diabetes and heart disease. Number one city in the entire world is Hyderabad, Dhakkan, for heart disease and diabetes. And what is the reason for it? Is our lifestyle. Is this absolute nonsensical lifestyle that we have got of sleeping late and then staying awake in the night. And eating all this, loaded food. So what is the good of sitting and listening to bayans of Isra al-Miraj? Let us change our lifestyles. Let us bring our lifestyles on the sunnah of Rasulullah, which is to wake up early and sleep early. And then spend that day in productive things. And to eat less and to eat good food which is beneficial for the body. And to use that time in earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The number one action for earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that is superior to that, is the first salah in the masjid. There is absolutely nothing. Every time, sometimes people come to me and they say, please, I need this success in my life, my business is going down the drain, what not. Please, can you prescribe a wazifa? I tell them that wazifa is 5 times salawat, 5 times first salah in the masjid. There is no wazifa that is superior to 5 first salawat in the masjid. You want something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to the masjid, pray the salah with the jama'ah and make dua, inshallah al-musta'an. There is nothing that is superior to that to get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to value this gift. This is not a musibat, this is not a fard, this is not some, wazan and some heaviness on our heads to be dumped. This is a beautiful gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to show our appreciation of this gift by doing it in the right place at the right time. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.